This episode is brought to you by Habit Aware. My Keen 2 brings awareness to my trichotillomania by giving my wrist a gentle hug or vibration when I'm doing the scanning behavior. Bring awareness into your life by visiting barbaralally.com/habitaware and use code LALLYLOVE for 10% off the replacement training bundle.
I started in about October is when I noticed, at least. We were on, like, when I really noticed, it was on the, I do theater, so we were on a Shakespeare competition trip, and I really noticed it there. And so I was, when we got back, I was like, this, I think I want to try and get help for this, because I know this isn't okay. And so I got with the school therapist, and now it's just kind of been a part of my everyday life.
Did your school therapist have understanding of what trichotillomania was?
I think she did, yeah. And she's been really great. She's like researched all about it, and she is really trying to help me. So
what are some things that she maybe has you do, or some things that she has said that really resonated with you?
She's given me like fidgets and had me try and keep track of my pulling so we can try behavior replacements and that kind of stuff.
Where on your body do you pull from mostly?
My scalp.
Do you have, I know for me personally, I have like a certain ritual with the hair. You know, I look for the crinkly one, I find the one that's out of place, and then I pull that, I run it across my lips. Do you have a certain ritual that you do with your hair?
I'll usually run my fingers through it, and I'll try and, like, I really like the textured hairs, so those are the ones I pull out the most, or ones with the root on them. Those are what I like as well. I don't run them across my lips or anything, but I'll run my fingers over them and, like, feel them.
Can you tell me more about the experience of you saying, hey, I actually might need help for this? Like, set the scene for us when you noticed, okay, I'm doing this.
Yeah, so when we got back, I went to talk to my school counselor, and but she wasn't there, so I talked to our assistant principal, because she's very understanding, and she's like, she was asking if anything was wrong in my life, and I was like, no, I think it's just a stress thing, really. But I noticed it, and I was like, I'm not sure this is normal, because I noticed I was touching my hair a lot, so, and I was talking to my friends, and they're like, I don't think that's normal.
When you had mentioned to your friends, had any of them had an understanding about what trichotillomania was, or was it something like a learning experience for everybody?
One of my friends said his aunt had it, and he's like, you got to be careful. You got to stop now or else it's going to get bad. And I was like, I know, but I just couldn't stop. So
where do you find yourself pulling? And, you know, is school a big trigger? Is home after school a big trigger?
School is definitely a big trigger. That's where I find myself doing it the most, especially in classes where we're not doing much with our hands. So I'll, and then sometimes at home after school, but it's mostly if I'm doing homework. So
what are some things that you try to do in school to keep your hands out of your hair?
Keep my hands busy, play with my pencils or with a fidget toy, or just like in ceramics, I'm working with clay a lot, so my hands are really busy, and I don't have to play with my hair during that class, so it's easier, but with other classes, it's not as easy, so.
When you told your friends, did you like the idea of them maybe being an accountability partner for you, or is that something you were like, you know what, I can kind of deal with this on my own?
I did. I've told most of my friends, just if you see me pulling my hair, just tap me or just say my name, so I won't keep pulling during class. And a lot of my friends are very good at helping me not pull, so that's very nice to have such a good support group.
Have you had any people who aren't your friends maybe notice this behavior and ask you questions?
No, I don't. No, not really.
So tell me how you found out that this was trichotillomania.
I'm sure this has a name, because I know about like a lot of anxiety disorders. So I was like, hair pulling causes, and came up with trichotillomania. So I was like, okay, and I was reading about it and I was like, this, I definitely have this. So I need to try and get help for it.
Did finding the name give you relief, or did it kind of add on this stress?
I think it kind of did a little both, a little bit of a relief knowing I'm not alone, but then also like this is something I'm going to have to deal with for a while.
Tell me about you talking about it with your parents.
They were very understanding, and my mom was immediately wanting to help me and get me help, and they've been very, very supportive throughout it, and I'm very glad and grateful to have very supportive parents.
Do you notice that now that you know what trichotillomania is and body-focused repetitive behaviors, have you been able to see maybe other people in your life that have a BFRB?
Yeah, I know my sister does, and I have a couple friends who do like the nail biting, and some of them play with their hair, but they don't pull it, but they play with it.
When you're home, I know you mentioned at school that that's a big trigger. And when you're home, it's doing the homework. What are some things that you do at home to try to lessen your pulling?
I'll play video games, or I'll do the diamond art and puzzles. Those are a big thing.
Have you noticed that there are things that don't work for you? So you've tried maybe a certain type of fidget or a certain type of activity, and you're like, this really isn't satisfying me.
I think, yeah, there's been a couple with stress balls. At first, they worked pretty well, but then I noticed I just play with it in one hand and then pull with the other. So I need something that can entertain both hands, like my magnet balls or like a tangle.
I don't know if this is spring break for you, but because you're not seeing your school therapist, do you have a plan for, extended breaks and maybe even the summer?
Yeah, I think I have her number, so I can always text her and talk to her over text, but I think I'm in a Discord with a mental health support, and I can always go there because a lot of people there have trichotillomania, so I can always go there.
That's great. How did you get involved in that?
I was looking up like servers or like support groups for mental health or like trichotillomania, and I stumbled upon the Discord one.
Sometimes for me, I notice that no matter what I do, fidget toy, any type of self-soothing exercise, I'm still not satisfied until I actually do pull. Have you found that pattern in your pulling?
Yes, I have definitely.
How do you talk to yourself? What are some of the things that you say when you find yourself pulling?
I just keep reminding myself that I need to try my best to su try and suppress the urge as much as I can. And usually I can do that by even just running my fingers over the hair without pulling it out. But sometimes I just have to.
Did you know Habit Aware also offers virtual peer coaching? This one-to-one peer-based program we'll coach you through shifting mindset, practicing healthy strategies, and creating your personal roadmap to recovery. To work with me, Ellen, or Anila, head over to habitaware.com/coaching today. Have you noticed that, for me, I call it the trick trance, falling into that
Yeah.
trance, it's hard to get out of. Are there ways that you've found success with getting out of it?
Between classes, when I'm walking, is a way I get out of it, just like snapping out of it and just trying to distract my hands for a minute so I get out of the trance, like working on my laptop, or I like to write stories. So if I try and get myself really into the mode of writing my story, then I won't be pulling.
What other types of self-care do you do?
Hair masks and just taking care of my hair the best I can is a really big way. Just brushing my hair really helps me just take away the urge or things like that.
If my hair is the slightest bit dirty, my brain is like, great, no problem. Run your hands through it. Let's pull a little bit because it's already dirty. It's just not going to get any worse. Do you find yourself noticing your triggers?
Yes, definitely. Like, and then I start pulling when my hair is like unbrushed is a like a huge trigger, or just in overwhelming like class or moment, a very overstimulating moment. I was when I will start pulling.
What has been the worst moment that you've had with your trichotillomania so far?
Probably doing our school play because there was a part where I had to lay down and my hair was facing the audience, and I was really worried the bald spot on the top of my head, like my grandma was going to see it because I'm very self-conscious around my grandma about it. So I was worried she might see it, but she was not sitting in the area where she would have been able to see it. But that was definitely a huge, like, anxiety moment because I didn't want anyone to see it.
What would you say the best moment has been?
Seeing how understanding everyone around me and how supportive everyone around me is.
You mentioned that, you were very nervous about your grandmother seeing your bald spots. What are some ways that you've tried to cover them up?
Root concealer and hair pomade and just slicking it back or side parting it. That's the best way I can since my biggest, most noticeable bald spot is on the top of my head. So that's where I try to cover it up.
I love that they make the root spray. That is such a huge win for us.
Yeah. And headbands and beanies. Those are two other things that help a lot.
Because of the root spray, have you noticed that you might get anxiety if it's raining outside? If it could get wet?
Not really, but because I haven't been wearing it that much recently, but I do notice it changes the texture of my hair. So then I feel like I want to pull it out more. So I kind of stopped wearing it.
Yeah, I found the same thing with hairspray. I love it and I use it so that none of the hair sticks up. And so I'm like happy with that. But the second I take my hair out, it's like, oh, every hair is perfect. Has your trichotillomania ever made it so that you felt you couldn't attend something?
Yeah, probably this is mostly looking towards the summer. Like swimming might be a thing I don't want to do, but I love to swim, so that's gonna be really upsetting. Or like school dances are kind of scary now because it's like, how am I gonna style my hair to where no one's gonna be able to see my bald spot?
Because of this, is there anxiety around going to the hairdresser?
I have had a haircut recently, and my hairdresser, she's my neighbor, she did notice it, but she wasn't like, she was just asking me why my hair was thinning on top, and she just asked if I was pulling at it, and I said yes. So she was pretty understanding about it and was just helping me figure out ways to not try and not pull and cover it up so I would be more comfortable with it. We did more highlights in there, so I was a little more confident with my hair the next day, so I don't think I was pulling as much.
Sometimes I try to extend my pulling. And what I mean by that is, I know that if my hair is a little bit dirty, like I mentioned, I need to get in the shower right away. And then I'll let my hair air dry a little bit and I won't touch it. Then I'll put in heatless curls. I continually won't touch it. And then when it's curly, I notice that I don't want to touch it because I don't want to mess the curls up or get it dirty.
Like if I have a tight ponytail in that I won't be able to fix during the day, I won't pull a hair out because I'll sometimes pull strands out of a ponytail and then I have to redo it in the middle of the day.
Are there other hairstyles that you find to be protective that can help you?
French braids, but although my mom has to help me with those because I can't French braid myself, or like a slick back ponytail, those help because I pull from the top the most. Or just mostly braids, I think, help a lot, but I can't always braid my hair in the mornings.
I know for me, when I was in high school, I felt like I had a bunch of steps I had to do before I could actually leave the house because of my trichotillomania. How is your morning routine?
Pretty simple, actually. Usually I'll just side part it or slick it back and put a headband over to hold it back, and it looks fine. It's just easiest that way, or I'll just do a slick back ponytail, like I said, if I'm in a rush. But I'll just sometimes try and do something a little different, like flat iron it or curl it.
So I love hearing different stories. What made you want to come and share your story?
Just to try and help more people understand, I guess, because not a lot of people understand how hard it is to stop. You can't just stop.
That leads beautifully into my next question of what are some things that you wish people did understand?
That it's really hard. You can't just suddenly stop because it's just an urge. that won't go away most of the time. So just that people can be a little more understanding about it.
What is the best way someone can support you?
Probably just gently reminding me that if I'm pulling my hair, or just helping me distract myself from my hair so I won't go back and pull it.
Have you noticed that your urges kind of come in waves, sometimes stronger than others?
Yes, I have. Especially where I pull the most is math class. Like, I'll just be sitting there and then I'll look on the floor and there'll just be like a pile of hair, and the floor is white, so it's very noticeable.
Do you have goals when it comes to your trichotillomania?
Yeah, I know it's going to be hard, but I do want to at least try and be pull free, which is why we're going to try out the hypnotherapy pretty soon. I'm a little bit excited and a little bit nervous just because I'm worried hypnosis won't work on me, but it should. So, and she said she's had a lot of success with people with trichotillomania. So I'm pretty excited for how that's going to go.
Growing up, have you noticed that you've ever experienced any other BFRBs?
I did bite my nails a lot when I was a kid, and I would pick at the skin under the nails a lot. So that was something I struggled with and still kind of struggle with, but not as much since I think I'm now focused on my hair.
Did you have things in place like that nail polish that tastes gross, or did you try to, stop yourself from biting?
I would, but I didn't paint my nails a lot as a kid, so I've had people like recommend like putting hand sanitizer on so it tastes gross, or nail polish so you don't want to mess up the nail polish, but it's just never worked. But usually acrylic nails work, so I'll wear acrylics.
What advice would you give parents if they have children with BFRBs?
Just to be as supportive as you can, and just help them be understanding and help them get through this harsh time in their life.
And what advice would you give people with BFRBs that want to start sharing their story?
Don't be afraid to share it, because once you share it, you'll find that there are people who will be able to help you and support you. Thank you.